CBS system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Billy Burke, Siegfried Gurry, and Sam Hearn.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. We hope that you've had a Merry Christmas and that our program tonight will add to your holiday pleasure. To ensure this, we have with us once again the one and only John Barrymore, lovely Siegfried Gurry of the screen, and that grand artist, Miss Billy Burke.
Sounds like a big evening, Rudy.
Yes, John, and I have a real treat for you.
A treat? What is it?
Our entire story tonight takes place in a courtroom.
A treat, he says.
Yes, John, tonight, in a great trial to end all radio trials, you're going to be the prosecuting attorney. And you prosecute the lovely movie star, Siegfried Gurry, for murder.
Murder? Who did she murder?
A singing cowboy star.
Since when was that murder?
I'll defend Miss Gurry, John, and we'll plead our respective cases before a jury composed of 11 men and Miss Billy Burke.
Ah, Miss Burke. A woman on the jury, valet. I've as good as won the case. Women are putty in me hands. When I start out to win over a woman, I am convincing. Very convincing. A little too convincing.
Now, the facts are these, John. Siegfried Gurry was starring in a Western picture called Under Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, and Arizona Skies. The scene called for her to fire a blank at the singing cowboy. But someone took the blank out of the gun and put in a real bullet.
You mean?
Yes. Tex Tremolo, the two-gun troubadour, will troop no more.
Well, as the DA, I intend to prosecute her to the full extent of the law.
But she's innocent, John. She's as innocent as you are.
She'll hang.
She's innocent, and I will defend her.
She's guilty, and I will prosecute her.
She's innocent.
She's guilty.
She's innocent.
Little noise. Order in the court. Order in the court. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This honorable court is now in session. The case of the people versus Siegfried Gurry. His Honor Judge Gavelknocker presiding.
Here comes the judge, noble, just, and wise. He's honored the judge, everybody rise.
I am the judge, I am the judge. Regal in my legal silken gown.
Silken gown.
Every barrister and bailiff quakes and shakes and turns quite pale. I so much as crease my forehead in a frown.
In a frown.
I learn my jurisprudence as the brightest of the students when Blackstone himself was the dean.
Was the dean.
Though I studied like a drudge, I really learned to be a judge by watching Andy Hardy's father on the screen.
Order in the court, order in the court. His Honor, the judge, has spoken.
I am the defendant on trial for my life. My name is Siegfried Gurry. I'll cross my fingers to win me luck and my knees to win the jury.
My knees.
She'll cross her knees, the judge to please, and that will please the jury.
I'm Barrymore, the district attorney. Me name and me fame have spread far. Though I've practiced law for years, you won't believe your ears when I tell you that I've never passed the bar. Many crooks have been hung by me eloquent tongue. I'm Svengali and Blackstone Mix. At the last case I tried, the spectators cried, and I have the jury transfixed. Or was it just fixed?
I am Valley, defense attorney, adept at pleas and writs. I'm the vagabond lawyer from Maine, the New England Sam Leibowitz. I'm a member of the law firm of O'Brien, McGregor, O'Malley, O'Flaherty, Jones, Bushell and Brown, Moskowitz, Nussbaum and Valley.
He's a member of the law firm of O'Brien, McGregor, O'Malley, Valley.
Is the jury ready to hear the case?
Yes, we are the jury, an honest even dozen. Into the evidence we'll delve.
Jurors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11. Where's the 12th juror?
May it please the court, the 12th juror is Miss Billy Burke, and she's not here yet.
Court will recess until the 12th juror, Miss Billy Burke, is found and brought into court.
Your Honor, if it pleased the court, while we're waiting for Miss Burke, may I question an important witness?
Well, this procedure is a little irregular, but you may proceed.
Thank you. Your name, madam?
Mrs. Ann Johnson.
Your vocation?
Housewife.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, you buy the milk for your family, don't you?
Oh, yes. 2 quarts every day, sometimes more.
Now, tell us, what is most important to you in buying milk?
Why, purity, of course. That's why I always buy seal test milk.
Seal test? What is seal test? Does that have something to do with the seal on the bottle?
Seal test is an organization that maintains laboratories and seal test plants to safeguard the purity of milk and other dairy products.
Madam, is this hearsay evidence?
No, indeed. I've been down to one of the big seal test laboratories with our women's club. I've seen these seal test men in white inspecting milk as it came in, taking samples to the laboratory to test for quality, purity, and richness. I've seen them supervising the operations that milk passed through, right up till it's bottled and capped. Why, seal test milk couldn't help but be fine, wholesome milk, with all of that added care, with all of those seal test laboratories working together to keep it pure.
Thank you, madam. You may step down.
I object. The witness has neglected to testify that seal test ice cream is produced under the same strict laboratory supervision. Why, she has not even mentioned that delightful December treat, seal test red raspberry ice cream pie.
Objection sustained. And I want to warn all spectators that seal test red raspberry ice cream pie will be on sale only 5 days more at seal test ice cream dealers.
And now, on with the trial of Siegfried Guri, with Rudy Vallee as defense attorney, John Barrymore as prosecuting attorney, and Billy Burke as the missing lady of the jury.
Oh, noise up, little crowd.
Oh, Rudy, I'm so frightened.
Don't worry, Sigrid.
Oh, but will they convict me? Tell me, what are my chances?
From a legal point of view, I'd say that it's a simple prima facie case of homicide per se, wherein the defendant's malfeasance is res ipsa loquitur, in other words, a priori.
Oh, but what does that mean for me?
The visiting hours, 6 to 8 on Sunday.
Oh, Rudy, I'm scared.
Now, Sigrid, darling, you've nothing to worry about. You have defending you O'Brien, McGregor, O'Malley, O'Flaherty, Jones, Bushell, Brown, Moskowitz, Nussbaum, and Valley. Mr. Barrymore will be terrified when he sees 20 of us against him.
20? But I only see 10.
Well, I'm talking about Mr. Barrymore.
But Mr. Barrymore seems to have so much influence. Look, he's going to talk to the judge. Do you think we'll get a fair trial?
Certainly. The judge is completely impartial. We'll get a fair trial, all right.
Hello, Judge. How's the boy?
Hello, John. How's my old fraternity brother? By the way, thanks for that little Christmas present you sent me yesterday, John. How did you know that I wanted a 16-cylinder sedan?
Oh, nothing at all, Judge. Nothing at all. Maybe you can do something for me someday. Say today.
Well, good luck, John. Hope you win the case. I'm pulling for you.
You see, Sigrid, we'll get a fair trial. I'll see you through this thing. Rudy, you've been so sweet. I couldn't go all through this if it weren't for you. Uh-oh.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Oh, Rudy, you've been so sweet. I couldn't go through all this if it weren't for you.
Uh-oh. Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again. One, beep, boom. On the 4 Elliot, here I slide again. No. About to take. Hold it, cut it.
Jesus, just light little bounce, as though you would in temple block, only on your light timpani. Little light the tom-tom thing then. Elliot, a nice steady light for the bouncy. Here we go, top.
Same thing.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All aglow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again. About to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again. Taking a chance on love. I thought that cards were a frame-up that I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up. And the ace of hearts is high. Think I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
Crowd noise, please.
Here I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Order in the court. Who are you?
I'm Billy Burke, the 12th juror. I hope you didn't start without me.
Madam, it's impossible to start without you. You're the foreman of the jury.
The foreman? Oh, but they look honest men. I'm sure they'd work without me standing over them. After all, I don't want to be a Simon Legree or Mother McCree or whatever it is.
Miss Burke, your jury notice was mailed to you 5 days ago. Why didn't you answer it then?
Oh, well, I didn't think you'd want me to open it before Christmas.
There's no time for levity, madam. If you're to be a juror, the attorneys must question you. This is Mr. Valley, attorney for the defense.
How do you do, Miss Burke?
How do you do?
And this is Mr. Barrymore.
How do you do?
Oh, he's guilty. I can see it on his face. He's
guilty! Oh, excuse me. Cut on to one of you guilty. Do it again.
Oh, he's guilty. I can see it in his face. He's guilty.
Guilty, madam! I am the prosecuting attorney.
Well, I don't care. You look like a shifty character.
Madam, you're here to listen, not to talk. You think Mr. Barrymore looks like a shifty character? Keep it to yourself, like the rest of us. Now, this trial has been delayed long enough by you, Miss Burke.
Oh, Judge, don't be an old grouchy pants. You're just colors.
Miss Burke, I've never been called that before, and I've been sitting on this bench for 20 years.
Well, there, that proves it.
Miss Burke, I'm sorry our meeting got off on a note of friction, but you see, this trial means a lot to my political career. If I win this case, I may be the next governor, or perhaps senator, or maybe even the president.
Oh, President, how thrilling. I can just see you at the White House, Mr. Barrymore, coming home Easter morn and rolling down the lawn with the rest of the eggs.
I had to open my big mouth.
Well, Mr. Barrymore, I'd better get up there in the jury box and start testifying or falsifying or whatever it is I do.
Then I can count on you to vote for conviction?
Well, I don't know. The last time I was on a jury, I decided by saying, eeny, meeny, miny.
What happened to Moe?
Oh, he got 30 days.
Miss Burke, you are not exactly a screwball. But the difference isn't worth quibbling about.
Mr. Burke!
Counsel's remark was out of order, but you ain't kidding. Miss Burke, prosecuting this case isn't an easy task. And I must ask you to cooperate with Mr. Barrymore. Not an easy job, being a prosecutor.
Oh, I realize what Mr. Barrymore's going through. It must be very difficult doing all these things he has to do. Good heavens, it would be a terrific strain, even for a normal man.
Miss Burke, you insult my intelligence. You talk as if I've never been in a court of law before.
Well, have you?
My dear lady, if law courts were cabbage patches, I'd be Mrs. Wiggs.
Miss Burke, at this time, it's my duty to inform you that as a jurywoman, your pay will be $3 a day.
$3? Well, that's ridiculous.
It's $3. Take it or leave it.
I'll leave it. Ask me the $6 question.
The law prescribes $3.
Well, I'm not interested. You can just hire someone else. $3, indeed.
It's my further duty to inform you that as the only woman on the jury, you may have to be locked up in a room with those 11 men.
Let me look at them. $3 will be perfectly satisfactory.
Then let's proceed with the trial. Is the jury ready?
We're ready, you can trust us, to try this case with justice, and all of our prejudice we'll shell. Jurors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Bingo! I mean 12. As the foreman of the jury, Billy Burke, my verdict will take lots of thought and work. Mr. Valley knows the score, but Mr. Barrymore has that come up sometime and see my law book smirk. Mr. Barrymore is good at courtroom hamming. I can hardly wait to see him cross-examined. Why, I've heard people say, since John has been the DA, crooks are going up the river. Or is that salmon?
Mr. Barrymore, continue your cross-examination.
Very well, Your Honor. If it please the court, I should like to call to the stand the man who directed the picture.
in which Miss Gurdy and Tex Tremolo, the singing cowboy, were playing. None other than that famous European director, Vorko Slobkovich.
Clerk, call Vorko Slobkovich.
Calling Vorko Slobkovich. Is Vorko Slobkovich in the court?
Hello, stranger.
Are you the Vorko Slobkovich?
What's the middle initial?
J.
That's me.
Mr. Slobkovich, you were on the set at the time of the shooting. Do you believe Miss Gurdy is innocent?
You want an answer, yes?
Yes.
No.
Slobkovich, you were an eyewitness. Tell me, who else was there at the time of the shooting?
Just we three.
Who's that?
My echo, my shadow, and me.
If you were the only witness, tell us in your own words exactly what happened.
It's very, very simple. You see, she was standing there. The cowboy came up riding on his horse singing Silver on the Sage, and she shot him.
Where?
Right between the Silver and the Sage.
That's all, valet. Your witness.
Vorko Slobkovich, is it true that you are the director of this picture, the director of the greatest Western epics?
That's me. I'm the sagebrush, Cecil B. DeMille.
Can't you swim here?
No.
Too bad. What's the name of your studio?
20th Century Slobkovich. You know, if it's a Slobkovich picture, it speaks for itself. Of course, with a slight accent.
Slobkovich, you just stated that you saw the defendant, Sigurd Guri, shoot Tex Tremolo. Did you see her take the gun? Were the doors locked? Was the gun loaded? Did you see her do it? Who put the bullet in the gun?
Listen, Valley, please, don't make with me an Esket basket.
A woman is on trial for her life. Think carefully. One false word may send her to the chair. Are you sure she did it?
Sure. I'm as sure she did it as my name is,
Vorko Slobkovich?
What's the middle initial?
J.
She did it.
No more questions. Step down, Mr. Slobkovich.
Thank you. There's silver in the sage tonight. Give me my boots and samples.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I should like at this time to put on the witness stand the defendant herself, Miss Sigrid Gurry.
Very well. Take the stand, Miss Gurry.
Miss Gurry, is it not true that with conniving tricks and feminine wiles, you led on the murdered man, the singing cowboy?
No, it's not true.
But it is true. Just as it's true that with the same feminine tricks, you are now leading on your own attorney, Rudy Valley.
No, that's not true. Why, Rudy took me out 7 times before I even let him kiss me.
I object.
If I couldn't do any better than that, I'd object myself.
Fenimore, I warn you to refrain from humiliating and intimidating Miss Gurdy. Don't forget, sir, she happens to be the woman I love.
Sounds a little familiar. I better wait for that laugh. Sounds a little familiar. Miss Gurdy, the scales of justice must balance. Before the old year is out, you'll have been tried, convicted, and sentenced. New Year's Day will find you on your way to the big house.
But suppose I'm set free.
And what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Mr. Barrymore, I'm not doing anything New Year's Eve.
And that's how it's going to be.
Mr. Barrymore, proceed with the case.
Very well, Your Honor. In regards to the motive for this crime, I should like to cite the case of the State versus Crotchmeyer, in which the defendant, one Basil Crotchmeyer, disguised himself as a woman and spent 3 years as a chambermaid in a sorority house.
What has that got to do with this case?
Nothing, but it made delightful reading. Now, if it pleases the court, I shall endeavor to prove that Miss Gurry had a criminal motive when she...
Oh, Mr. Barrymore...
I shall endeavor to prove that Miss Gurry had a criminal motive when she...
Oh, Mr. Barrymore.
What is it, Miss Burke?
I don't understand these legal terms very well. Just what is a motive?
Well, Miss Burke, I'll explain it to you this way. Suppose Rudy Valley is making love to you.
Yes, yes. Go on.
Let's put it another way. Suppose I'm making love to you.
Well, I like it better the first way.
Look, Miss Burke, a motive is the inducement to act. Why, it's the first thing you learn in law school.
Well, would you mind explaining it to me?
Very well. Motive. Suppose I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard on my way home with nothing to do, and suddenly I see a beautiful blonde walking in the opposite direction, so I turn my car around and honk my horn. You see? Now I got a motive.
for that you had to go to school?
Yep. Enough of this foolishness. Mr. Valley, Mr. Barrymore, prepare your final pleas to the jury. Court is recessed.
The boys will go to work on poor Wynn Billy Burke, and that will be the real test. But first we take a journey to your neighborhood attorney, who will plead the case of sale test.
Now come to order. We shall now hear the final pleas and summation in the case of the state versus Sigrid Gurry. First, we shall hear from the prosecuting attorney, Mr. John Barrymore.
Thank you. Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, I will prove that the defendant is guilty. There she sits, gentlemen, Sigrid Gurry. Look at her, gentlemen. Just look at her. Gentlemen, permit me a few heartfelt words about the victim, Tex Tremolo, the two-gun troubadour. You may ask, who was this Tex Tremolo? I'll tell you. He was a cowboy. A poor, hard-working cowboy. Just struggling along, trying to make both knees meet. Gentlemen of the jury, he was a family man, even as you and I. He was a hard-working citizen, even as you and I. He was a man who went through life without making trouble for anybody.
And that's where the similarity ends.
Yes, Tex was just a poor singing cowboy struggling along on $12,000 a week. Yes, Tex Tremolo made a measly 12 grand a week. And it should happen to me, but I ask you, with it all, was Tex a wastrel, a spendthrift? Did he live in a 75-room house with 8 swimming pools?
Yes.
All right, he liked to swim. And furthermore, gentlemen of the jury...
Mr. Barrymore, I don't understand. I'm on the jury. Why do you keep referring to us as gentlemen?
My dear Miss Burke, that's just a figure of speech.
A figure of speech?
Yes, like Lana Turner. Or is that just a figure?
Oh, yes, Lana Turner. Just a figure. And it should happen to me.
And my dear Miss Burke, though I refer to the jury as gentlemen, don't think I've overlooked you. The radiant you, sitting there with those 11 men, those 11 anemic, washed-out looking men.
Yes, I rather felt like I was sitting on the bench with the UCLA football team.
Your Honor, I protest. Barrymore's influencing the jury and delaying the trial. Why doesn't he get to the point?
I'll get to the point, Valley, and I'll get to the point quickly. I'm a man of few words.
Yes, few words. Hiya, babe. I can get you in pictures and bring a friend for Valley.
Your Honor, I object.
Yes, and I object, too.
Miss Burke, why do you object?
Because I've been sitting in the jury box for 2 hours with those 11 men.
But they haven't annoyed you.
Why do you think I'm objecting?
Miss Burke, as far as the jury is concerned, may I point out that that is irrelevant, that is inconsequential, and that is immaterial.
Why, how do you do? I'm Billy Burke.
Your Honor, Your Honor.
What is it, Mr. Valley?
I would like to recall to the witness stand the director of the picture, Gorko Slavkovich. I have just been handed a letter which puts an entirely new complexion on the case.
Oh, that's splendid. I should like to know a little more about this Voko Slavkovich, if you'll pardon the expression.
Voko J. Slavkovich, I've just received a letter from a woman named Sonia J. Slavkovich. Do you happen to know a woman named Sonia J. Slavkovich?
Yes, and believe me.
What do you mean, yes, and believe me?
Yes, I do, and believe me, I wish I didn't.
Voko Slavkovich, this letter from Sonia contains one cryptic word, realism. Slavkovich, are you or aren't you the most realistic director in Hollywood?
Realistic? You should see my new picture, The Hunchback of Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah, Notre Dame didn't do so good this year. Talk about realism. In the picture, I had to cast a female monster, a regular Mrs. Frankenstein. So who do I get to for the part? My own wife, Sonia.
You cast your wife, Sonia, as a monster? Why, that's disgusting.
You should see Sonia. Boy, is that a realism?
And that, gentlemen, is the key to the crime, realism. You wanted a realistic shooting, so you took a real gun, and into it you put a real bullet. Voko Slavkovich, you, and you alone, are guilty of this crime.
All right, I admit it, but try and get me to confess.
Voko Slavkovich, on the evidence of your wife, Sonia, I find you guilty and hereby sentence you to the electric chair.
Judge, I'm going to sit in the electric chair?
Yes. Any last requests?
Just one. I want Sonia to sit on my lap.
Well, Mr. Barrymore, you lost the trial, but it's been such fun. Now tell me, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, just one thing.
What's that?
Sit on Sonia's lap.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, you saved my life. Tell me, is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, just one thing.
What's that?
You can sit on my lap.
Case is dismissed.
Case is dismissed. It's a cinch for the firm of O'Brien, McGregor, O'Malley, O'Flaherty, Jones, Bushell, Brown, Moskowitz, Nussbaum, and Valley.
Case is dismissed.
Case is dismissed. Good heavens, aren't you going to lock me up with those 11 men?
Miss Burke, there's no necessity to lock you up with those 11 men. The case is over. What is there for them to do?
Oh, just lock me up with them. I'll think of something.
Long lyrics. Hold it. Should have been court as adjourned. Change of case is dismissed, is it?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about the change? John didn't know. All right.
Okay. Do it again.
Is dismissed.
So the great profile's been outsmarted. The vagabond lawyer's day. John, you can't win in a courtroom. So it's only a radio play.
Thank you for saving my life. From now on, you have my devotion.
I'm planning to make you my wife. And this case will bring me a promotion.
Promotion?
Yes. From now on, my law firm will be O'Brien, McGregor, O'Malley, O'Flaherty, Jones, Bushell, Brown, Moskowitz, Valley, and Nussbaum. May have had a few laughs at the expense of the legal profession tonight. This is something very apropos. We needed this. But we know that our American jurists have taken it in the spirit of good fun. At least we hope they have. After all, laughter is the only part that's only possible in a country made secure and happy by the judicious administration of its laws. For this, we owe our thanks to the American lawyer. Next Thursday, John and I will be back with a special New Year's show. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.